everyone. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in to Spiritual Emergency Training with Lynn Mystic Healer, and where we are bringing in the light, shining in the darkness, bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Whoa, yeah. And I'm so pleased and honored to have two special guests on today. And hopefully we can get them both. Andy Miller, who was brought up inside the corporatocracy, plutocracy understanding of legislation, but wanted to realize that he also understands, he knows about the Magna Carta, UN Declaration of Human Rights, Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, and our USA Constitution. His background is legislation and programs, old programs that have been, and he knows how they've been absconded, totally thwarted by the plutocracy and corporatocracy to move the government policies to only benefit the top 1% and destroy the planet. And also, I have a special guest, Michael Brill, who is a cosmic consciousness evolutionary with his transpersonal numerology. And Michael has been practicing numerology since 1985. He possesses an MED in special education with a specialty in emotionally disturbed, socially maladjusted people. He's got a teaching certificate in English and history, social studies, reading, and administration. He has over 45 years of combined experiences as an educator and trainer in public and private schools, college, business, and government. This includes 10 years' experience in the aerospace industry, together with 2 years at NASA. He's got 3 books out there. He's appeared on Fox, public television, over 600 internet radio programs worldwide since 1985, and he's been developing hybrid mathematical system that melds the science of numerology, quantum dynamics, and the concepts of Jamantra and reincarnation, and he calls it the cosmic numerology sociology. Anyway, welcome, Michael. And Andy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. After that introduction, I don't know if we have time left to talk.
All righty. And Michael, Andy, are you there?
I'm listening to Michael. His credentials are incredible.
I can't hear you, Andy. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. Michael, meet Andy. Andy, meet Michael.
Michael, his credentials are incredible, so I'll let him talk.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Andy, Michael, let's talk about how we can take this Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God within each person, because we're all made in the image of God, to one world under God by developing the new earth, or you want to call it new age, so to speak, WPACCC legislation for community services, heart and soul community services with single payer. Let's get on that one. What do you think, you guys? How do we do it? Go.
Andy, you want to go first?
I'll let you go first.
All right. So let me start, first of all, with the definition of God, because that's where the religions go. And most religions see God as a single entity, generally sitting on a chair, passing judgment on everybody. It's mainly to create fear and have you follow them, or you'll go someplace bad. So you do things because you feel guilty. That's not really what religion is. Religion itself is a dogma. It has a strong belief system. And I don't know of anybody who really may call themselves religious, but follows the tenets of their religion, whether it's Muslim or Jewish or Christianity or Hindu or Buddhist, who follows the tenets of that religion religiously, so to speak. In other words, they buy the whole package. Not even the Pope buys the whole package. And so because of what I call feelings of abandonment, a sense of being cut off from the God energy. And I'll define God as gathering of deities. Those deities are represented by the nine numbers that themselves are responsible for combining and then all of creation afterwards. If we were doing numerology, I'd talk more about it, but that's all you need to know, that God stands for gathering of deities. Those are the energies responsible for creation. And according to science, if they break down the human body chemically, we are exactly the same composition as the stars. So we are cosmic.
If I might interject something, is that all right?
Yes.
Fine.
I agree with you that religions have historically been used as self-sustaining political entities, enforcing their rules to further their own agenda, and that many people who belong to them out of a need to be a part of something bigger oftentimes relinquish their own ability to use critical thought and simply use the directives given by that religion in the name of that deity, that there's often an anthropomorphized human figure. And I think that's sad, and one of the problems with using religion. You can have belief sets and spirituality without a particular religion, which is almost the way I describe myself. And we can discuss whether you want to talk about it in terms of numerology, of what languaging you want to use. But unfortunately, I agree with you that the religions have not often promulgated the basic, support the basic principles they say they support. Christians are not often good Christians, et cetera, et cetera. You know? And I also think that you hit on the fact that the people in religions feel apart is critical. We as humans want to feel a part of something bigger, which is fueling activism like Lynn Mystic Healer's activism, because by our nature we want to be a part of something, and unfortunately that can be used to divide us, as you said, oftentimes by politicians, to divide us by playing on those fears.
Exactly. Just because you wear an American flag on your lapel doesn't mean you're truly a patriot.
Well, it's kind of funny about the founders of this country. A lot of times, a lot of the people who protest or seek redress of grievances against this country are doing exactly what the founders wanted. They are, in some ways, more patriotic than people who just blindly salute. The founders of our country didn't want people to blindly salute. They had had enough of that. That's why they started this whole experiment.
Exactly. They questioned authority. The old flag from the 60s questioned authority. And that's where people lose it, because if they question authority, then they're given the evil eye, and then they feel left out, and so they give up and come back into the fold. This is not the time it may have worked in the past. It's not going to work today, and it certainly isn't going to work tomorrow.
It's always been true that a few brave souls have changed things. I come from a background of people who appear to be part of the group, but actually, in fact, use the group's own rules to foster change. So that old adage about you either can accept the system or go out the system, outside the system to change it, isn't really accurate. You can actually have one foot in the system while using its own rules to change it. At least that's what I always felt. Now, as far as Lynn's activism, her intentions are good, but I think the best thing that she could use is everyone who seeks social change. We live in a world full of, however 100 million different opinions and hundreds of millions of different views, and we all speak a different language. And my little slice of the pie is figuring out how to rephrase what some people want in terms that other people feel comfortable with and are not threatened by, because oftentimes it's not the concept of what you're trying to get across, but how it's packaged, like even the word God. If I were to redefine the word God a number of ways, I could meet the wishes of most people. Even if for those people who want to pretend to be strong atheists, you just reframe it to good. In other words, there's always a linguistic way to find common good.
Really comes down to people either do to be loved, accepted, acknowledged, or in control, which is what I call reactive patterns. And few people, and more every day, are getting proactive and doing what they love and making conscious decisions and being willing to accept the consequences of their actions. Most people
Some of that comes from how they were raised by families that were stable and can do that. Some of it comes from how they were educated. And some of it, I think, is a combination of biology and dumb luck.
Well, there's actually a very organized plan. Everything well, in the
I can admire the cosmos much like Neil deGrasse Tyson does, but I don't have a big enough brain to explain all the order in it.
Let me just explain it like this. Science calls it the hydrologic cycle, where we have rain, it falls, it evaporates, it comes back to the cloud. So imagine we have this huge cloud, and within that cloud, there are molecules of hydrogen and oxygen and other particles as well. With an electromagnetic charge, which everything has, one particle attracts another, which gives it the strength to attract a third. At some point, that particle achieves density, and then its mass becomes so great it can't stay in the cloud anymore. And all of a sudden, it starts to fall. Now, let's just give this raindrop a little consciousness, and it's going, oh, my God, what happened? Why am I leaving? Have I been kicked out? Doesn't anybody love me? Did I do something wrong? Am I not important? Don't I matter? What is this? Why am I, oh, my God, where am I going? What's going to happen to me? And you fall in a desert, you fall in an ocean, a garden. It doesn't matter where you fall. Eventually, you will evaporate as a raindrop and rejoin the cloud. That's the concept of the cosmos. Those raindrops are us, and nothing happens on this planet without human beings taking action.
Now, I take it as a basic paradigm, Carl Sagan's phrase, we're all star-stuffed. I take that as a given.
Absolutely. Even scientifically, we're star-stuffed. So what happens is we come into this third dimension, and it's kind of like walking through molasses on a 40-degree day, and it's kind of thick, and it's really slow-moving. And we have to make a choice. Do we want to do what we love, or do we want to be loved and accepted? And because most people feel abandoned and on their own on this planet, they will then join a group and do what the group wants. This whole thing with the NFL and the flag is a prime example. Everybody jumps on them because they disrespect the flag. They're not being patriotic. People went to war for this. They're not protesting the flag. They're protesting their treatment as minority groups. That's what people have to see. We see it in the news every day, people being shot, people being abused, people rioting because their basic needs aren't being met, and most importantly, no one is listening to them. And so ultimately, like a child, you resort to, when you get frustrated, you resort to striking out, violence, because they don't have the ability to communicate or see a larger picture. What my work does is tell people why they're here. What are you supposed to do? What's your life calling? Why isn't it working, and what do you need to do to make it work? Nobody came down here to have pain and suffering. I mean, you could ask a million people, how many hands are going to go up? None.
Let's go back to this real quick. Let's interject here. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag. One nation under God. Okay, God actually is connected to everyone's chakra system and their holy breath life force. We've been all disconnected from source, our soul, mind, body, soul. We have been totally cut off from a higher power and our soul source. So that's what I see happening on the planet, these ego mind programs that are limited, fearful, reactive, like Course in Miracles understandings, that this whole planet has been taken over and been used for this planet of, warring, drugging, jailing, killing, abuse, torture. I mean, come on. There's nothing spiritual or loving in any of those education, teaching, training programs. So, and the whole coping with drug wars, the history of it, and the whole coping with drugs for emotional problems is just keeps people from connecting individually with source, their God powers, connected to their chakra system and their eternal wise soul energy. So, okay, go ahead.
Lynn, you're seeing one side of the coin. Whether it's science or religion, with quantum physics and religion both will tell you that we exist in a tension between attraction and repulsion. So what Michael said about the importance of taking into account the emotions of how people feel and how that, we can talk about that another time, about how they feel. His notion, I agree with, about how they feel separate or together affects their decisions to the best of their abilities, each person having more or less ability to critical think and define their own destiny is some of what he said. I agree with all that. There's also a systems perspective about the systems.
But at the same time, right now, most people have law of attraction. Why isn't it mandatory that all the churches come together in spiritual groups and make mandatory these heart and soul community services where people realize the basic 12? Why aren't the basic 12 universal laws that Nassim Haryem talks about with quantum physics totally proven? Law of attraction needs to be at a soul level, not the ego mind, fear-based programming.
That's going to happen, Lynn, unless the leaders set the tone. I mean, even in the corporate world, if you want change in a corporation, it comes from the top down. And unless the subordinates buy into it, it's not going to happen. And so you can have the churches and the synagogues and the mosques and the temples all say to people, you have to come from love. You need to go out and help. But they need to set the example.
No. Yes, I know. Hello, keep talking. I think we're kind of cut off there a bit.
You got Buddhists killing Muslims. Over what? A different belief system?
You're both missing
money,
something.
Jobs, money. You know, that's a lot of the programming is, you know, they're really being taught, trained, and paid to go into this, you know, what we become one nation under guns and drugs, okay, really, and warring. So we've really got to get that under control, and that's what I feel like you and I and Annie and BBS and all the body, mind, spirit healers and light workers are here to do, you know, is really bring in the new paradigm.
I would say to Mike that may I call you Mike? I would say to you that you're right to a point, but there is a point at which the masses in fluid power can cause leaders to change. And I would say to Lynn Mystic Healer that you're seeing only the destructive forces. You're not seeing the cohesive forces because they're not being presented on the headlines to you. There's large masses of people that are helping each other in loving ways by their very nature, only it's not being glorified, so you're only seeing the downside.
Well,
we exist in a world, even at the subatomic level, we exist in a stasis between vibrations, between repelling and attracting. They're working in tension all the time. There's always attraction there, even if you're not seeing it.
Totally agree with you, Andy. Totally agree.
But that attraction, like I'm saying, what I'm finding is this, it's really still at that limited fear-based ego mind programs because of the media. So we really need to get with there's a e-tech group out of Utah and in India too, and take over the satellites and really teach and train people, you know, new ways of, you know, conflict resolution programs that are out there, you know, Earth Law and all these new paradigm programs.
A lot of them are not new.
What was that, Andy?
A lot of them are not new.
No,
there's
they're
nothing
ancient.
New.
You know, really,
there's
a lot of these
new opportunities to present. You know, it's all been done before. Everything is repetitive. We can go back 100 years, 200, 1,000. You'll have 10,000. The same situation that's going on today. It's about evolution of our consciousness, and today it's more accelerated than it's ever been before. I don't want to go woo-woo, but this eclipse that just took place in August, if people will pay attention, their life took a nosedive beginning April 1, the beginning of the second quarter. This has been going on for a couple years, but the beginning of the second quarter, life got erratic, unsettled, things were not moving smoothly. By the end of May, there could have been heavy anxiety, depression, or moodiness. By the middle of July, about a month before the eclipse, it got even more intense. And then when we got to August, the message in August, I won't go into all the numbers, but the message was have the confidence to empower yourself and stop doing things to be loved, accepted, or in control. The day of the eclipse was let go of your feelings of inadequacy, let go of the emotional residue, have the confidence to work in partnership, and begin manifesting the life you came here to live. The key was identifying what your core issue was and then begin to take action. Not fix it, but begin taking action. If you have, since August, things are getting better. If you haven't, since August, things are getting worse. And
well, I believe a lot of people feel caught up in their so much in their daily pressures, they feel like they're on a freight train that they can't
absolutely
control.
They want to be loved. They want to be loved. They want to be accepted. They want to be acknowledged, or they need to be in control to prove they're worthy of being a member of the group because they're smarter than everybody. That's all reactive behavior. The only behavior technically that's acceptable would be doing what you love, following your heart. If it feels right,
well,
do
my,
it.
My ideal existence is to be able to follow my heart and still be accepted and loved.
But to be paid for it. You need to get to be paid for it. Sorry. You know, we have the internet, cell phones.
Yes,
we have language apps so people can actually get the militaries to stand down, go green, and start developing these new cities and communities of enlightenment, peace, green, where people are trusting and paid to help and heal and love one another.
It's not the military. It is the corporations that are making all these toys that need to be sold to the military.
Yes, and also, right on, and just follow, there's a Trillionaires Club documentary, everyone, Trillionaires Club documentary. Follow the money from way back, like 2,000 years ago, so to speak, and watch and pay attention to the takeover from these controlling, I don't know, what do you want to call them, archons or what have you, but the old systems. And, you know, that's what we came to do, is bring in new government policies and systems that are for the enlightenment, you know, helping, healing, caring, sharing services, and
right.
Green.
And it's coming. But the reason we have Trump right now, as well as Erdogan and Maduro and Putin and North Korea, the reason we have these people is people have to reach a saturation point to say, you know what, it's enough, just like a divorce or a separation or a breakup. You finally get to the point where you can't take it anymore, and you go, enough. And you change.
Americans have had it too good for too long.
Well, all these hurricanes that have taken place, the forest fires, the droughts, everything, and I've heard a couple people say this on the news, but the main message of what's going on here is material possessions are transitory. Be grateful you have your life. Do something with it.
And it's also important to note how well people have helped each other during the hurricanes. The
citizenry. And that's the only time they do it is in a crisis. They never do it outside of a crisis. It's back to getting into your eggshell and keeping the world out so you can think you can control what's going on, but you can't.
Well, one of the things we need to do is move beyond binary thinking where things are either good or bad, yes or no, shirts and skins.
That's why I never passed a math course. Math is absolute.
Yeah.
Reality is relative.
I believe in moderation, even in moderation.
Well, all the systems, I believe it's all about new education, like we can actually make mandatory quantumtouch.com programs, Reiki programs. We can make mandatory movement therapies.
Absolutely.
We can make mandatory programs that are for enlightenment, peace, ascension, medical hypnosis, already heals addictions and already has an insurance code, and it already heals not only addictions, but moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. I mean, come on. We can make mandatory these new health
systems. We're not going to let the alternative people in just yet because it's going to cut into their income, which goes right back to an abandonment issue.
Unless you can find a way to make that alternative work profit for them. If you can,
and I think I have.
If you can,
I think I have. I developed a clinical application tool that, if they use it, they can get to the core emotional and psychological core issues in nanoseconds. and then use their
expertise. There's so many, Michael. There's just so many. A lot of people resonate with different programs. I've been doing healing arts since 1975, and we have all kinds of practitioners, body, mind, spirit. You go to BMFE.net in the U.S. You know, we have all these different spiritual evolving programs and what have you. I mean, so many people, even online, there's soul parenting. Why isn't soul parenting mandatory? I mean, your tool is beautiful. I mean, there's so many beautiful tools. That's what I'm saying. Why aren't Jesus was a healer? I mean, why don't we have, you know, HTP, healing touch practitioner programs? Why aren't they mandatory?
A doctor spent $200,000 to get an education, and he's not about to let somebody in off the street that's going to do a better job than he is or she is. Not going to happen until the people demand
it. I wish you, having developed a clinical tool myself, I wish you luck. I think you're going to find the road is not easy.
The road
is paved with good intentions, but there's beware of the landmines. There's a lot of them in there.
You're right. It is paved with good intentions, but people need to take action. That's what the eclipse is about. It's time to take action. Get off your ass, pardon me, and take care of your life. That's why Trump is president in this country, to rile people up, to make them take personal responsibility, go out into the streets and make the change. Nothing happened in this country since Vietnam, when the people were out in the streets, then they got married, they got mortgages, they got car payments and kids and loans and bills, and they forgot about it. But now it's so bad.
I've been heartened by the protests for health care. I've been heartened by the level of protest and outrage.
People don't want to lose what they have.
They essentially stopped the big machine in their tracks, finally.
For a while, they'll come up with something else, but eventually
if the people stopping them are vigilant, they'll come up with something else, too. That's the point. Both sides.
Right.
One of my sole purposes, if you will use that term, one of my desires is to, I understand that in order for Michael's numerology and clinical model to be helpful, in order for Lynn's passion for her community service to be helpful, they have to be framed in ways that broader populations understand. And one of the things I'm interested in is how to package and reframe wonderful ideas so that more people are accepting and not threatened by them. Because I believe that broad social change requires, I wouldn't say it's marketing, it requires an awareness of how to help people break down the walls of resistance and build their areas of acceptance.
Absolutely.
Acceptance. And what we focus on, we help grow. So we really want to get people united in all these different social, political, medical, you know, alternative programs, and get them united to bring in the legislation that will be focused on developing, you know, this new community services at heart and soul level with single payer, instead of more armed force services with single payer that are tied to the fossil fuels, tied to the corporations, tied to, you know, the weapon systems, tied to all this dirty, nasty war games, and tied to all the drug wars. All the drug wars are tied to also. Yeah.
In order to bring about this social change, two things that Michael is embodying, what he said. One is the ability to bring simple examples to simple everyday life so people get it. You take the most complex things, which are just combinations of simple building blocks, boil them down in his examples about raindrops, boil them down to simple things that everyone and their cousin can understand right off. It's not magic. And the other thing is that Michael has exemplified is the ability to integrate several different thinking principles. There's so much specialization these days, we've lost our ability to integrate, and real innovation and change comes from integrating various fields together.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right. So it's changing. What my
slowly
vision is to change. Yeah, it's going to be very slow. In the Second World War, in the Pacific Campaign, the United States decided not to fight the Japanese on every single island. It would just cost too many lives. So they developed a leapfrog strategy of leaping over some islands. And I can remember in the early 60s, Japanese soldiers still coming out of the jungles in the Philippines. So basically, the same thing.
That's a form of systems thinking.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing has happened here on this planet. The battle between good and evil is over. It really is. The good guys have won, in case you didn't realize that. But on this particular planet, which is nothing but a grain of sand on all the beaches of the cosmos, there are those who control the reins of power that don't want to let go because of their abandonment issue. Money to them is security. But in 2008, people lost hundreds of millions of dollars overnight. What kind of security is
sadly,
that?
Sadly, to these people, sadly, financial worth equals self-worth. They've equated financial possessions with the measure of the person, which really is sad.
Yeah, because they have nothing else.
By the way, I think your assertion that the Earth is a grain of sand really overstates the case. We're really much smaller than a grain of sand in the big cosmos.
I don't want to say it was a nanoparticle on all the cosmic beaches. I don't want to get too technical.
No.
But
no, so yeah, there's a different meters. Let's not go there.
The difference in the mindset that some people believe that humans have to be the top of the ladder, and other people believe that humans don't have to be the top of the ladder. In fact, I'd prefer not to be the top. A lot of the religious the ancient religious texts put us at the top. God says we have to rule the world. It started this whole thing of humans have to be at the top, and I don't see why some people believe that humans have to be the top. What's the big problem? I just never understood.
Well, that's the same reason
king
they
of the
can't
hill.
Acknowledge
there's always another,
their
there's
possibility.
Always another king of the hill.
Because of their insecurity, the fact that they feel cut off and they don't belong to the cosmos. This is why they're afraid of any kind of alien contact, which has been around on this planet at least since the 30s, and every government signed a contract in exchange for technology exchange. They're fearful that they will lose control. The whole paradigm of humans at the top of the food chain is gone when you have somebody from another star system show up.
Yeah, but you
that's
know, you can only deny it. Whether or not I have some disagreements about whether and when other star systems might or might not have shown up, but the facts really don't matter because it's an obvious conclusion that we're clearly cannot be alone. And therefore, for us
now,
to
it's not an obvious conclusion, Andy, because obviously people don't believe that there's climate change. So why would they even believe, if the planet's not changing, why would they then believe in aliens? It has
it
to do with getting
that,
locked into something
that
you're comfortable with and doesn't question your belief system.
I do not know whether these people you're speaking of actually do not believe in climate change or they're lying through their teeth. For instance, when you ask some people about climate change, their mantra is, man did not contribute to climate change. Well, actually, that's not relevant because whether we did or not, we're going to get screwed if we don't do something. Or the abortion
exactly.
issue. I love this one. I tell people I'm pro-life and pro-choice. They look at me like, huh? Yeah, I'm pro-choice, and I don't know anybody pro-choice who's not also pro-life. They're busy dividing instead of addressing the issue. Dividing through
they go to extremes. It's right. I'm right, you're
wrong. Avoiding the issue, let me jump in here on this one. This is really important that people understand. The fracking goes along with this proliferation of the fossil fuels, and it also goes along with the privatization of water and what happened at
last week.
No, in 590 chemicals. So we're allowing the destruction of our water, okay?
Lynn, you're making a mistake. Why do you assume that people allow? I know that. And on the news media last week, there were reports about how fracking has caused many more earthquakes in Oklahoma. When Mexico had their earthquakes, So why do you assume people don't know or are allowing? I disagree.
Well, because they're not taking the government subsidies that is our money. It's our people's money. And going green in every state and every community with that money.
They've allowed these programs in the
community areas and in the structures of the old legislation to be taken over totally by these different fossil fuels and warring, the corporatocracy programs. People aren't following the money and saying, hey, all those government subsidies need to be reallocated to go green,
I'll bet you lunch that in several places, especially the highly populated urban areas, that 75% or more of people entirely agree with you that fracking is bad, that subsidies should be canceled. I think the vast majority of people agree with you. So you're stating that why do people allow? The vast number of people are overwhelmed. They're struggling with day-to-day existence. They feel powerless. It's not that they don't agree. It's that they haven't identified an ability or method to be effective and helpful because of their day-to-day struggle.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're caught up with survival because of their abandonment and lack of connection to the cosmos and their place and contribution to it.
But they got to be paid. Again, churches have to realize they have to help develop the legislation where people are taught, trained, and paid to be light workers in body, mind, spirit, healers in community, and green teams, and edible landscaping crews, and all the recycling programs, and blah, 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 blah. The churches and spiritual groups need to get the legislation that focus the intentions, the thought forms, the thoughts that will create the new jobs of the new paradigm.
You gotta have to know how to invite a church to do that.
The Unitarian Universalists or the Quakers or the Unity Churches, are, especially the Unitarian Universalists, they have a United Nations or the Parliament of Religions. They could help this happen. Develop the New Age, call it WPACCC, peace, because it really builds inner peace for world peace projects. But everyone's connected. Everyone has a soul purpose, so everyone should be at resonance and be accepted into, if they love farming, there's urban farmers, there's vertical gardens, there's, edible landscaping crews with all the natural herbs and all the edible flowers. Maybe they're restorative justice groups. They can go through the peacealliance.org and go through all the new restorative justice, collaborative law, earth law groups. Maybe that's where they belong. But everyone needs to be paid a guaranteed basic income. And to help develop the new, cultural, I'd say new civilization that has, aggressive kids doing sports, not war, and that everyone comes together and they can actually, okay, hey, what are you doing today? I'm doing this over here, volunteering there. I'm doing this community service with these people over here. I'm taking care of animals. I'm doing blah, blah, blah. But they're all paid, and they have a safe place to live. I mean, wasn't war to keep people safe? Come on.
Where does the money come from? You're wanting
people who are apex predators by their nature and who have collected control of the large part of the wealth of the world. You're wanting them to give you some. And you're just saying, why don't they? Well, I can tell you, like Michael said, they're greedy, they're insecure, they're power hungry. You can't just walk up and say, give me some of your money, and expect them to hand it out to you. It's a little more complicated than that.
Well, I think that you have to let them know that they are being watched too, and that their money is being watched and followed.
They don't care.
Small nuclear robotic warfare bombs are really coming if they don't shift off the old paradigm.
For the most part, I agree with Michael. They don't care, with a certain caveat.
Make them care.
If we're sneaky and careful, we can kind of public shame around the edges a little bit, which is why secretaries are dropping like flies in the White House this week.
Yeah.
This is what the wealthy don't understand, okay? I'm the richest person in the world. I buy a compound. I put up a wall that's 100 feet thick and 300 feet high. I have 10,000 armed guards. There's nobody that can get into my property without my permission. I'm totally safe. I step out on my balcony from my bedroom to take a breath of air, and a frozen piece of crap fell out of an airplane, hits me in the head, and kills me. This is what they don't understand. They think they are impervious, indestructible, and immortal. That's what they think the money gives them. You know, when your time is up, it's up. But they don't get that because of their insecurity and abandonment issue.
I agree.
More and more control.
The other part is they don't understand, and the public needs to understand, the rich really need to understand, that robotic war thought forms are coming, okay? Massive robotic warfare is coming, and we have Earth Google Maps, okay? So people can really check in who lives where, what they're doing, what's going on, and if the rich are being, you know, crimes against humanity, war crimes, they need to be held accountable.
You got to find them.
Follow
you can't
them
find them. You know, they got the money. That one half of 1% has the money to go to an island, the top of a mountain, go any place they want to go, and they can't be touched.
Can
they
them.
Can't be found.
You can find them. Google them.
You have to leave
follow
it up
money.
To the cosmos.
The bank
if,
follow the money.
Mathematically, if 15% of a group changes its behavior, that is enough to begin bleeding over into the other 85%. It's a time process.
And I believe that in several areas that 15% has been acquired, and we're waiting for the change to spread. And I can cite examples of some of it. You're just
yes,
not
please.
Seeing it. You're not seeing it like driverless cars is happening in Pennsylvania. There are several states that have outlawed fracking, including my former state of Maryland. A lot of states are moving toward universal health care despite what the federal government does, because it turns out it's the right way to go. And they've freed themselves from a lot of the linguistic games that are getting in the way. So I believe invariably there are certain systemic universal laws that guide everything, and you
yes.
either adhere to them or you get extinguished. And there's really no
yes.
other choice.
Absolutely.
That's a fact.
And 2021 is going to be the turning point. And if it doesn't work,
we either change now, or we're forced to change later, and we have to pay with interest.
Majorly, because it's going to be a crisis.
Here's the American species. Here's the human species is like this. We could ignore crises forever until the last minute, and they're about to clobber us on the head. We manage at the last minute to pull some ingenious savior answer out of our butt at great cost to us that didn't have to cost us because we were so short-sighted in the first place.
Right, and that's a Hollywood ending. The reality is we're not going to pull it out at the last second.
Well, then a big portion of us are going to die off.
Absolutely. Billions.
The sooner we get people to understand we don't have to sign people up to pay them, okay? It's really obvious when you go to Michael Moore's movie and you look at Where to Invade Next, everyone. Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. You look at the government policies he shows that we started, and the restorative justice movement in Norway is just like, it's mind-boggling. And then in Portugal, they don't arrest for any drugs anymore. They give people other jobs in addiction recovery, self-help, maybe numerology, whatever programs. Hey, they aren't even doing. Everyone feels safer and happier. The relaxation is resonant. So, you know, I mean, no cruel or unusual punishment in their penal, the restorative justice movement. And it's happening here. The Peace Alliance and Molly Roll-Meach and Angela Davis and Cornel West. It's there. The programs are there. We just have to get mass media support to get these new programs united and use into
and the mass
realizing.
Media is owned by a handful of oligarchs.
Pardon me?
I said the mass media is owned by a handful of oligarchs.
Yeah, but look at BBS Radio. Look at who's really resonating. And the Body, Mind, Spirit Act. We, the 99%, are here. We are awake. It's up to you guys that are good with radio, both you, Michael, and you, And, of course, Don and Dougie, I love them, and most people on the radio shows. But, Andy, your gifts, and those are your gifts, and those are your gifts, Michael, to help bring in the holy paradigm.
Your passion does you credit, but you're speaking to those who are like-minded like you. And, sadly, there are those who are not like you. And to be more effective, you need to be able to communicate to those who are not like you as well, which is a tall order. Overcoming the insecurities of people that are not like you is tough. It's a real challenge.
You have to speak up a little more, Andy. Can barely hear you.
Over people that you're speaking to, some of them are not like you, and they have a lot of insecurities you have to overcome to convince them of the merits of what you speak. People who think like you will agree automatically.
Exactly. I know. But that's where the understanding, you know, and the new education and opening is. Like, if you go to renewable energy, there's a renewable energy documentary. Oh, I'm sorry, it's renewable energy documentary YouTube. Renewable energy documentary YouTube. I mean, that right there can shift us right off. I mean, when you see, you know, Qatar, you know, Saudi Arabia and China going totally friggin' solar. I mean, hey, it's like, you know, in Denmark with the wind and these new wind generators and small ones and Keshi Foundation. I mean, Zero Point Energy
right
Project.
Now,
come on.
There are more jobs in renewable energy than fossil fuels. In the next year or two, renewable energy will be more profitable for mainstream investors. And as that occurs, by the nature of markets, you'll see renewable energy. It's above and beyond utopia. The brass tacks bean counters will shortly
be. Yes, it's happening. I see that too. That's why right now it's up to us to bring in the new healing force jobs and the light worker jobs. I mean, you know, light workers, armies of light workers. Why aren't we developing these new earth, you know, like I said, or, you know, new age, whichever, WPACCC, heart and soul. Go to Heart Math Institute, everyone, too. Check out Heart Math Institute, what they're doing. And bring in these heart and soul community services. It's needed by everyone in every family. And your program, Andy, with the family and family constellation programs, oh my gosh, they're fantastic. And soul parenting, you look that up. Look up all the soul parenting. Those can all be mandatory. Or, you know, and mindfulness training programs, you know, and different people are going to resonate with different body, mind, spirit healer, self-help improvement programs. You know, David Reichen alone must have, like, I don't know how many million on his database now. I mean, we're here. You know, so it's up to us to organize with the databases of the 99% to bring in the new paradigm.
You're talking about organizing a fire hose of information, and that's a whole new challenge for the 21st century. But if you believe like I do that ultimately what's just is logical, and what's logical and just is profitable, and what's logical and just is and profitable is scientifically palatable, then look for answers that satisfy all of those, and you've got it.
Right.
So
I'll give you an example.
Go on.
Andy, what I have can basically eliminate Alzheimer's, breast cancer, fibromyalgia, and any other illness or disease, which are all basically behaviorally related, which impact the electromagnetic fields and the hormones and chemicals being released in your body.
Well, I'm certain your method of eliminating those stressors is probably very good. There are probably also other avenues to remove those things.
Oh, yeah, medical hypnosis.
Hey,
medical hypnosis already has an insurance code. This is where I'm at. It already has an insurance code, you guys. It's already healing cancer, pain management, ophthalmological, neurological problems. It goes on and on and on. It's used in burns and emergencies. It's used pre- and post-surgically at OHSU. Hey, it's already doing moderate to severe psychiatric disorder. You know, we've got to include all the healers out there, all of them.
If there are a number of us who have developed a number of avenues, it doesn't matter. We should use them all, as long as they all lead, the roads all lead to the same place.
Yeah, because isn't that what the military-industrial complex is using? All the biochemical, robotic, nasty, you know, violent video games for children at six, teaching kids how to go to, what is, 8 to 12-year-old young Marine programs? What are they teaching? We have to get the center set up and the people in the programs and these community healing arts transformation service centers where we develop the new processes, education, and job creation programs. With single payer for them, not for armed forces services anymore.
I wish that President Obama had the nerve to create a work fraud WPA type jobs program when the economy was down.
Well, you know what? If they had given every taxpayer $1 million, that would have been less than $300 million instead of the hundreds of billions that were spent to bail out the banks and the businesses and the bond houses. Give each person $1 million, make them work 20 hours a week, and they can draw a fixed amount on a weekly basis, and they're taken care of. But they have to work in order to get the money.
I also think for countries like Afghanistan, rather than spending billions on military, we could airdrop electronics and toys and cash to the people.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Yes, let's
and
do
Twinkies.
It.
Twinkies. Don't forget Twinkies.
Okay, we're getting towards the end here. Last comments from you, Michael, first. Go ahead. Closing comments.
I just want to give out my website, which is awakener.com. That's awakener.com. And
thanks.
If you want to try my calculator, send me an email, michael@awakener.com.
Thank you, Michael, so much for coming on the show today. Bless you. Okay, Andy.
I don't have any answers. I just got questions.
Yeah, but you are a wordsmith and a computer whiz. And
I have a lot of thinking to do.
Pardon me?
I have a lot of thinking to do. I just went through an experience much like Michael is doing, and I've got a lot of thinking to do about my own purpose in life.
Yeah, to manifest the new reality individually and collectively. It's really time to reteach and train people about, you know, the law of one. Go to Global Oneness, everyone. HumanitiesTeam.org, really important group. CompassionCities.org, very important people and group to help shift the ShiftNetwork.com. Awesome groups of people. Working as we all are, like BBS is, and bless you all, and thank you, BBS, for this platform and opportunity to co-create the new paradigm on planet Earth, where everyone's working together for the golden age of Gaia and universal travel into the cosmos together. And remember that Jesus actually, Mother Mary, Archangel Gabriel came to Mother Mary and Muhammad. But anyway, so Jesus came from the love and light dimensions of the future, where people had graduated into loving one another, helping, healing, caring, sharing one another. And we have access now to evolve into those kinds of dimensions and civilization. So blessings to everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out in your busy schedule. And we'll end the show today with Planet of the Light by Sarah Adams. Blessings. Thank you all. Keep shining your light, grow your light, find out who you are, why you're here, and let go, let God, and follow the path through the matrix. Thank you. Blessings. I'll be back in 2 more weeks. Thank you so much, Andy, Michael. Blessings. Thank you.
As our voices join together, bring this light of celebration. Let our hearts join together, light the hymn star. We can again be called. above.